Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Pure Soul Alchemy. I am Gabriela Espinosa, and I'll be taking us through a psychic surgery treatment for the next 20 minutes or so. It's most beneficial if you can lay down and relax, rest, and close your eyes while receiving the treatment. Pure Soul Alchemy is a transmission of channeled shamanic operations through my perception and vocalization of what I'm perceiving on the inner energetic grid. We are opened in ways which allow these technologies to come into our physical reality and enact change on our behalf. Allow your mind to relax into the words and phrases that come through. Try not to focus too much on interpretation. Notice any attempts by your mind to hold on to them and simply let them go and let go into the healing transmission of what's being said. And if you fall asleep, that's really great. And if you don't fall asleep, that's okay. So it's quite helpful to replay the session often to deepen its healing effects and take your healing further. And if you find the session helpful, please give it a thumbs up, share, click the subscribe button and the little bell so you'll be alerted about new sessions that come up. So this session is a shamanic treatment to assist you in moving through the grieving process when you've suffered a loss. Whether it's a loved one you've lost, a beloved pet, a job, or a missed opportunity, you can turn on this replay of this session and receive a lift and healing. So, and for an expanded, deeper session on grief and loss, check out Healing from a Major Loss on my website in the library page, and you can find the link below in the description. Before listening to the session, in your mind's eye, connect to pain, grief, void, panic, or any emotion that comes from having lost someone or something that you hold dear or exit your life, and also grief that you may be experiencing from unknown sources and also from the world as at large. So bring all this to the forefront of your attention as you receive these alchemy applications. So go ahead and lay down, rest, relax, close your eyes, find your center on the inside, breathing deeply and finding your way even deeper into the center of your body, your physicality, bringing deep peace, relaxation, and restoring connection with that innermost place within you. And allow this focus of attention to continue throughout our session. We're now going to begin by connecting with our divine physical and non-physical intelligence to align completely with our own core essence. Aligning with the fundamental and essential aspects of ourselves. Aligning with the earth, the sun, the moon, with our own mother, father, God self, with our own inherent creator self, and our right placement in the universe. The purest healing source within us is our own deepest aspect. We agree to serve as our own healing agent and to serve from and as our own ultimate inner counsel, the all that I am. We now invoke, welcome, and receive our beloved Mother and Father God to exact their loving, divine, blessed grace directly into our healing proceedings today. So I'm going to begin with our first healing point, dissolving shock points of matter unrealized, of matter uncreated. Reversal. That's not quite it. Mitigating the blow. cleansing energies of tension held in response with that, to that, dissolving shock points of the void left behind. Doesn't matter how long ago or how recent your particular loss event occurred. Clear space, amplitude, reinitiation, complex tethering, resolution, interphase reality recovery, ingenious sparks realization, new dynamic flow restoration, enabling the vital disassembly that unfolds following a loss, allowing for the seamless initiation of this process, this natural, organic process. Releasing any unconscious attempts to divert, halt, interfere with this natural process. Eliminating any shock relationship tether points. New firm reality upgrade, interphase, and divine resolution. Interpretation reset, inclement weather following. Next healing point, releasing inhibition tendencies. That follows with that other piece of that unconscious pattern of trying to clamp down, stop, derail a natural organic process of healing from and dealing with and being with grief. So releasing inhibition tendencies of grief and emotion flowing freely. A healing for undigested shock. I'm going to continue throughout the session on healing from shock. Corporeal I don't know what that word is, but it's coming through in the process. That word has to do with our place in time and space. So reassembling our point in time and space anew. New expression, new location. Right, so once again, releasing inhibition tendencies of grief and emotion flowing freely. So allowing for optimal flowing and free flow of grief and emotion, our natural resolution strategies from within, allowing the natural organic grieving passage. There's always a tendency to overlay, hide from our grieving, our grief, and that's with a full array of other emotions and actions. So allowing the natural organic grieving process, allowing the space that it needs and more to be and then to transmute. I'm going to stay with that a little longer. Recalibrating heart arrangements, eliminating tetherings to loss, and transforming a ritual release. resting in the alchemy that occurs when you fully receive and provide for grief, dissolving grief taking over. Dissolving the phenomenon of grief superseding life and its forever unfolding processes, momentum. Parameters, reflex, reinstatement. Healing for successfully navigating the delicate healing balance required for grief resolution, autonomic body repair, cleansing energies of confusion, that's not quite out, quite it, personal repair, optimization, context flow, healing for the 4-6 are successfully navigating the delicate balance required for processing grief. Healing for any subsequent existential despair, nihilism, anger, rage, pendulum, swinging phenomenon. Personal representation, optimization, context for life, retaking its charge, continuancy balance, invisibility response, rehabilitation, clearing, eliminating contusions, contortions, body autonomic stress patterns, value reassessment interface, connectivity repair, firm true alliance within and above. And that above encompasses you, the bigger you, full being, connectivity. Healing for any subsequent depression, despondency, hopelessness, apathy, stuckness, paralysis, heaviness, implosion, explosion, projection, deviation from life's path and forward movement, connectivity repair there. And just a short note, a lot of when we experience a profound loss event, it's a lot to hold. And so we do it in successive increments. It's a progression. We don't clear all this stuff all at once. We'd explode. It's a lot. So it's a grieving process that takes place over time. And so I'm doing this healing, applying this healing for those times in your life when the grieving process continues. It can be 2 weeks later. It can be 2 months later. It can be 20 years later. I'm not kidding. Another piece will surface for this grief resolution process to occur. So this healing session will take place at many points in your life, past, present, and future, automatically, organically, whether you play the recording or not. Let's do a healing process for constriction and folding in on oneself. And a great energetic love application to assist in unfolding, in uncollapsing and recovering from internal collapse, physical, emotional, psychological collapse, full recovery. Healing for those times when grief and many other emotions magnify or amplify and then overtake and occlude many other life elements. Repairing the disconnection effect from one's life, from one's self. And implementing a reconnection process. This is reconnecting with yourself, with your vital essence, with the spark that you are, the truth of who you are. Reconnecting easily and instantaneously. Let's clear limitation from the heart as well as heavy-heartedness. The repairing disconnect effect from one's life and oneself, and opening space for all the elements of you and all the elements that require healing to receive being and being honored. And for a healing balance to occur. Next healing point, intense letting go of birth pains. So when a significant substantial loss occurs, there is a rebirth that happens. We're implementing a process for a profound letting go of these birth pains. We're going to do a healing for birth or rebirth disorientation. Which way is up, which way is down, which way is forward, which way is backwards. That happens a lot in rebirth. So we're born and then throughout our life, we are born again and again and again. And especially during profound loss and or shock events. Rehabilitation into the new unfoldment while honoring what was and honoring what will never be again. Pro-offered light cleansing response. Opening the channels to reorient into this. Repairing an internal splice mechanism, repairing that. Calibrating a dynamic mechanism for exchanging vital units into the new areas of consciousness, revealing themselves simultaneously as they are coming into form. awakening designated pathways for ordering in a new way, manifestation. Individuality, reinstatement, recovering one's individuality, meanwhile maintaining connectivity, the love connection with yourself and with everyone and everything on the higher levels of your being. Regenerating areas of consciousness that have been kept below deck, so to speak. Regenerating and accessing areas of consciousness that have been kept below deck. Giving rise to new purpose and a renewed sense of faith. Restoring complex connectivity and faith assessment, reapplication. Next healing point, resetting, setting firmly into the vast, overarching element of faith, love, kindness, respect, honor, that is the essence of existence. Really taking this one into, fully into your body consciousness. Delving deeply into the soothing, calming, and clarification that comes from touching this elemental truth. Landing in it, resting, restoring, recovering into your new space of balance, your new location in reality that is an entirely new creation. And perceptual peace, repair, and response. Peace-filled connectivity, re-engagement, and authorization. So we're now bringing our session to a close in love, light, gratitude, and blessings. Thank you so much for tuning in to Pure Soul Alchemy. I highly recommend that you play the session often and repeatedly, especially into this next year. This feels like this session will be pertinent for the, I want to say, year to come, 6 to 12 months. So revisit this one. And to schedule an individual session, and for more information on Pure Soul Alchemy, please visit www.puresoulalchemy.com. Thank you so much and have a wonderful day.